Ottawa. Justin Trudeau's Liberals enjoyed a healthy lead Monday as early poll results started trickling in across the country. The Liberal share of the vote in the two most populous provinces, Ontario and Quebec, was well ahead of what polls heading into the election had forecast. But the results were very early, with millions of votes yet to be counted and the polls in British Columbia yet to close. The Liberals were leading in 106 ridings, the Conservatives in 56, the NDP in 18, the Bloc Québécois in 26 and the Greens in 1. The Grits were hanging onto their commanding position in Atlantic Canada, where the Conservatives made modest gains. The Canadian press projected the Liberals had won 23 of the 32 seats up for grabs in the four easternmost provinces, down 3 from the 2019 election. The Conservatives had won 8, doubling the 4 they won in 2019, and were leading in 1. The Tories were showing particular strength in Nova Scotia, where the provincial Liberal government was recently upset by the Progressive Conservatives. The NDP lost its lone Atlantic seat, St. John's East, to the Liberals. It had been held by New Democrat Jack Harris, who did not seek re-election. Trudeau cabinet ministers Seamus O'Regan, Dominic LeBlanc and Lawrence McAuley cruised to victory. But Bernadette Jordan, who served as fisheries minister, lost to her conservative rival in Nova Scotia's South Shore Street. Margaret's, evidently hurt by the lobster fishery dispute between Indigenous and non-Indigenous fishers in the region. In Fredericton, NB, Jenica Atwin, the former Green MP who defected to the Liberals last spring, was in a tight, seesaw battle with the Conservatives. Green support largely collapsed throughout the region. Heading into Monday night, polls suggested a dead heat across Canada between the Liberals and Conservatives, neither of them within reach of the 170 seats needed to form a majority government. Trudeau pulled the plug on his minority Liberal government on August 15, a little less than 2 years after Canadians first reduced the Liberals to a minority. He argued that Canada was at a pivotal moment in history and Canadians deserved a chance to decide how they wanted to finish the fight against COVID-19 and build back the shattered economy. But the timing of his election call, coming as a fourth wave of the novel coronavirus was beginning to sweep the country, quickly sapped the goodwill Trudeau had built among Canadians for his government's handling of the pandemic over the previous 18 months. And it gave rival leaders an opening to attack Trudeau's character, describing him as a selfish egoist who can't be trusted to put the interests of Canadians ahead of his personal ambition to secure a majority. At dissolution, the Liberals had 155 seats, the Conservatives 119, the Bloc Québécois 32, the NDP 24 and the Greens 2. There were also 5 independents and 1 vacancy. While another minority seemed likely, it was a toss-up heading into Monday night whether it would be a Liberal or Conservative minority. Which of the two front-runners ultimately forms government doesn't necessarily depend on who wins the greatest share of the popular vote or even who wins the most seats. Rather, it depends on which party can muster enough support from one or more smaller parties to survive crucial confidence votes in the House of Commons. Canadians may well have to wait until Wednesday to learn which party will form the government. There are almost 1 million mail-in ballots that election officials won't start counting until Tuesday. Elections Canada has said it expects to finish the mail-in count in most ridings by Wednesday, but some may take another day or two. According to Elections Canada, almost 6.8 million people voted early, most of them at advance polls over a week ago, and the rest through special ballots cast by mail or at Elections Canada offices. Canada has more than 30 million eligible voters. Elections Canada had previously warned that the pandemic could lead to longer waits for voters compared to past elections. Public health protocols involve keeping people at a distance and collecting extra information for contact tracing purposes, which could take extra time. The polling stations themselves were also likely to be farther away, as many schools and landlords opted out of hosting crowds of voters during the fourth wave of the pandemic. Elections Canada encouraged voters to wear masks but only required them in places where they were mandated by provincial rules. Proof of vaccination regulations do not apply at polling stations in any province where they currently exist. George Walker cast his ballot in Toronto Monday afternoon. He described the experience as smooth, and he called the safety precautions taken at the polling station wise. but it took longer than it has in the past, mainly because of COVID, Walker said, adding he didn't mind the extra 15-minute wait. Shannon Fernandez said voting on Election Day was super easy, stress-free, and very straightforward. I felt like it was very well organized, Fernandez added. No complaints at all. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 20, 2021. The Canadian Press.